Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Holocaust that happened in Nazi Germany, as atrocious and as brutal as it was, doesn't have the same meaning unless you see the photographs. The same may be true for abortion. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, remember the scenes of the people that lived in Germany that actually were able to walk through the concentration death camps in their own backyard, and for the first time they saw the carnage. Women began to cry and weep. People looked stunned. They could not imagine that humanity would sink so low to treat other humans in that way. When you go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., or the one in Israel, Yad Vashem, you're also confronted with the same horrors of this catastrophe. And those images stay with you. With regards to abortion, oftentimes people talk about it as a theoretical concept. They put labels on it like choice, just as the Germans put labels on Jews to make them subhuman. And people don't think about it. But when you actually see the procedure, when you see the brutality of what takes place in an abortion, it is like seeing the brutality and the carnage of the Holocaust.
Yeah, that's right. And the Allied forces required many German citizens after the war was won to go through these concentration camps. I mean, the stench was incredible, to look at the bodies, to see and witness what they allowed to happen through their silence and complicity. We have an abortion Holocaust that is going on right now. And many, many people don't want to hear it. They don't want to know it. They don't want to know the truths. You know, even Christians, there's a debate. Should we, you know, be showing these graphic images of what an abortion actually is? It makes everybody uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable when I see them.
I know, but even on Christian television, I've encountered this where you want to show the horrors of an abortion, and they're reluctant to do so.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they would show maybe a documentary on the Holocaust. And I understand the reluctance of doing that, because it is a horrible thing to witness. It's a horrible thing to witness the aftermath, just like it's a horrible thing to look at the Holocaust pictures of bodies being put into graves or being killed, lined up in a line and shot and digging their own graves. It's horrible to see that. But when you see that, you realize the horror. It's one thing to talk about the Holocaust, another thing to see the Holocaust. It's one thing to talk about abortion, it's another thing to see an abortion. There is a writer who actually witnessed an abortion. And there's an article that just recently came out and talked about it. And the article that I'm reading says, reporters have rarely been invited to view this process. Those who have witnessed abortion firsthand report varied reactions, mostly horror and helplessness. But across the board, it is the shock that abortion is not what they thought. The tidy phrases and semantics, reproductive justice, products of conception, even abortion, did not prepare them, this article says, for the reality of dismemberment, gore, tears, pain, and, quote, little rib cages, close quote.
Yeah, and with the later term abortions, for those of us who have forced ourselves to view the byproduct of this Holocaust, we see the little faces of these crunched up in pain, in terror, going through this horrible a dismemberment, as you said accurately. And when people see this with their own eyes, they can no longer hide behind the euphemisms, the reproductive freedom euphemisms, the pro-choice euphemisms. And this is why the pro-abort left, Planned Parenthood and pro-abortion activists and feminist activists and so forth have such a visceral reaction and become so furious when the truth gets out there. So that's why They don't want ultrasound requirements for women to actually know. They don't want informed consent. They don't want people to actually know what happens, because for this Holocaust to be carried out in the same manner as the Holocaust in Nazi Germany, there has to be dehumanization. There has to be euphemization of what is actually occurring. And the wool has to be pulled over people's eyes in order for it to continue to happen.
I remember it was back in 1982, 83, when I was in Kentucky after seminary. And a pastor invited me as part of the pastoral ministerial meeting, a multi-denominational in Lexington, Kentucky, and the pastor invited me to go watch a video that was being shown. And it was, I believe, the first video that was being shown to pastors by a Catholic and a Protestant who wanted to reach out to pastors about abortion. And the film was The Assignment Life. And there was a 20-minute version, there was a longer version. But I remember watching that for the first time. I was a pastor, had a seminary degree. You know, I was had 4.0 when I was in seminary. I knew Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Syriac. You know, I knew all this. I knew history, I knew archaeology, but I didn't know about abortion. And I'm a pastor preaching from the Word of God. I didn't know about abortion, only what I read in the media. And when I saw that Assignment Life video back then, and it was on Reel to Reel, as I recall back then, it talked about abortion, but then it actually showed the body parts assembled on the abortion table, where they have to count the body parts and reassemble them to make sure that they got all the body parts out. And these were early term abortions, first trimester abortions. And there were the rib cages. There were the hands that were severed. There was the skull with the eyes and the mouth and the ears. There was the feet. There was the entire body all put back together, ripped up, mind you, but put back together in a way that they could count all the body parts to make sure they didn't leave anything in. And I thought, how could I have been so blind to this Holocaust that's been happening in my community? And when I went away from there, that was a turning point in my life to ultimately change courses, so to speak, to add as part of the ministry, a legal ministry, and go into law school.
Yeah. I think, Matt, that what you experienced as a pastor there, that is endemic, systemic among many, many, many pastors, because once they're convinced, once things have been politicized, that they're somehow off limits, that they have. So on the abortion issue, many pastors, I think, despite the fact that this falls directly under the purview of the cloth of pastors and clergy, they say, oh, no, this is a political issue, so I'm going to step back and I'm not going to address this issue, particularly because I know this woman and this woman and this woman and this woman in my congregation have undergone an abortion and so forth. That, I think, is a dereliction of duty on the part of these pastors.
I think it is a dereliction of duty because, number one, if you have people in your congregation who have had abortion, they need healing. Yeah. They're not going to have healing unless you talk about it and give them the source of hope. They have to come and confess. They have to ultimately ask for healing and get that healing power of Jesus Christ to cleanse them from all sin. Not only that, you have younger women, children that are growing up, that are in your congregation, and they're going to head to abortion if you don't warn them about it. So they're going to not only take the innocent human life, and that human life will be on our hands because we didn't warn somebody who was marching to the chambers of death.
It's a sin of omission.
It is a sin of omission. And, you know, this issue, you can go to our website, lc.org, and click on abortion in the very first page of the website, and we have images that you can see, images that you ought to share, because the image speaks more than 1,000 words, Matt. And when you see those pictures of the Holocaust, no book can describe it for you more than the impact that you'll have when you see the photograph. When you come out of seeing something like that, you'll probably ask, like this one girl did, in fact, it was Governor Mike Huckabee's daughter, Daddy, she wrote, she didn't ask this, but she wrote it in the book, why didn't people do something? The question is for all of us, why are we not doing something? Go to lc.org, click on abortion on that front page, watch the images, repent, and ask God how you can be involved in protecting life. Again, the website is lc.org. On that website, we not only have images of the development of human beings from the moment of conception through the third trimester, which are amazing in themselves. But we also have images there of abortions. And we also have baby Angel. Baby Angel is a late second, early third trimester child that was aborted. I came in contact with baby Angel from her mother. And that picture that you see with my finger pointing to the little baby, perfectly formed, but was killed by abortion, is at a morgue where a little baby was wheeled out or pulled out and in a shoebox. These images are real. It's not theoretical. I encourage you to get involved and be the voice for the unborn. Go to lc.org, pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council, support us financially, and visit the webpage lc.org for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.